Florida lawmakers approved a series of new laws last year to crack down on telemarketers. Those laws went into effect last summer and addressed everything from unwanted voicemails to allowing phone companies to preemptively block robocalls. And yet, they're still happening. I'm Lynn Hatter.
I'm getting a robocall too.
You got
okay?
a message now, yeah. right now?
It's literally a robocall.
That's a video clip of AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson getting a robocall in the middle of an interview with the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. No one, including the head of a major communications company, it appears, is safe. When former Governor Rick Scott signed three anti-telemarketing bills into law last year, then-Republican Senator Dana Young praised the move.
Telemarketers, take note. We are after you.
Today, Scott and Young are out of their respective offices, but telemarketing and scam calls seem to be as prevalent as ever.
We average roughly 20,000 complaints in the office each year, and those complaints, specifically those 20,000, are dedicated to what we consider to be unsolicited communications.
My name is Alan Parkinson. I am the Chief of Mediation Enforcement with the Division of Consumer Services.
Parkinson works at the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. He oversees the state's complaint clearinghouse. Those 20,000 complaints deal directly with scammers, telemarketers, and do not call list violations. Even though consumers sign up, scammers and telemarketers continue to find ways to get around the rules. The main way is a practice known as spoofing.
It's a way to hide who is actually trying to contact you and make it really hard, if not nearly impossible, for states and federal agencies to track them down.
The number may look familiar. It could even be a local area code. But when you answer, it may sound like this.
For more information on how to receive your medical brace, press 1 now, or press 9 to be placed on the Do Not Call list.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hi, this is TJ with Chronic Pain Services. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Hi, TJ. This is Lynn Hatter. I'm a reporter with WFSU Florida Public Radio. Are you a scam? Parkinson says help could be on the way.
The FCC has sent letters to all the telephone service providers demanding that they get in and start to do something to address that problem.
Earlier in the story, we mentioned Florida approved three laws last year targeting telemarketers and scams. One raises state fines, another bans direct voicemails, and the third ties into the FCC's demand that service providers pre-block the calls. But Parkinson says the results are lackluster so far.
They need to do that. That's what's going to help stop the actual illegal robocalls.
In letters to the FCC, companies like Sprint and AT&T say while they support the effort, it's going to take them a while to implement the technology. Meanwhile, other types of calls continue to be legal. Take, for example, political messages. Those types of texts and robocalls are perfectly okay, and it's legal for the information to be given out if it's requested.
Yeah, we had a lot of complaints about that. So absolutely, there were a lot of phone calls to cell phone numbers and text messages to those numbers also from campaigns and special interest groups and political action committees. Certainly through 2018, the election cycle.
Leon County Supervisor of Elections Mark Gurley says there are ways to stem those messages. Voters can ask to have their phone numbers and emails removed from their voter profiles. But Gurley says there's a trade-off. Election officials need that information, too, especially when it comes to reaching voters who may have problems with their ballots.
So we want to have that data. I understand why people might want to get their email and phone numbers taken off for the voter registration files, and that's certainly everybody's right. But what we're trying to do is get that data protected so that we can keep the information to make the communication channels very effective.
Early is hoping for changes in an elections bill that's moving through the legislature. Two other proposals would let consumers on the Do Not Call list who receive two or more phone calls within a year to sue the company or person responsible. Courts could award damages and fines up to $1,500 per violation. The measure was set for a hearing earlier this week, but was temporarily postponed. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.